Okay, Moshe. Hoy roya soin Yisroel chaisnoi kai midian. Moshe was the shepherd of the sheep of Yisroel chaisnoi, his father-in-law. Kai midian vayinag esat soinach hamidbar. He guided the sheep achad hamidbar vayavov nikem elhar elokim chareva to the mouth of elokim chareva. That was the name of the mountain. What does it say in the Targum? The Targum over here says Moshe have roa yos on the sheep the Yisroel chamuhi his father-in-law. Rabba the midian. He was the rabba, the great man of Midian. The dibar he guided yos another sheep la asar to the place shefaria, good pasture. Okay, good pasture. Now that's not what it says. Limad bira. That's not what it says. Okay, it says atzon achar hamidbar. The pasuk says here he guided the sheep es atzon. Achar hamidbar. The Targum says he guided the sheep. The dabar yos ono laasar shefar. Laasar shefar means to a good place. That's not what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says behind the desert. Okay, so that's one thing you have to pay attention to. La'asar shefariya limad bira, the desert. So it's amazing. One word. The one word asar, the Targum translates to a place that's good for pasture. He adds three words into the word achar. Limad bira v'asar. He came to the tura the iskili aloi. He came to the mountain where it was revealed to him, Hashem, Yikarod Hashem L'choyre. Also, he's using a lot of words here into this passage. A lot being in it. Let's go over here. I'm going over here to the source of the Rashi. Is there any Rashi in this passage? Passage Aleph, yes. Achar Hamidbar. L'hisrachek min ha-gozel. Shlo yiru b'sadoi sachet. If he went to a place to distance himself from Gezel, so he should not be nichshol. He should not... pasture in fields that belong to other people. El Har Elokim Al Shem Ha'osid. On the future. Now, with those two Rashis in mind, see, these two Rashis, this is just so obvious, is obviously taking issue with what it says in the Targum. Because when the Targum says, Achar Hamidbar, the Targum says to a place, Lasar, Shefar Re'iyah, good pasture. So Rashi says a place that there's no gezel, it's hefker.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, so you want to be like a real lambda, and you'll say, yeah, a place where there's no gezel, that's a good place. Okay, you want to say that, fine, but simply it means a place that has good pasture. It means the earth is fertile. It's good. It's good stuff. We're not discussing over here halacha, gezel, not gezel. That's not what we're discussing. There's no gezel anywhere. Everything is hefker. He went, he brought the animals to a place where the animals have a good lunch, a good meal, a good restaurant. Rashi says, no, we're not talking about quality of the land. We're talking about money. Money. So that's a very different interpretation. Then when it says over here to the place of Har Hu Elokim, so here, over here, what does the Targum say? It says, Yosa Lutura de Iskili Alohi Yikarod Hashem Licharev. I guess that's the same in the place that Hashem will appear, because Hashem did not yet appear to Moshe at all at this point in time. And he's going to a place where Hashem will one day appear to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, let me see over here in the commentator of this pasuk. Commentator over here, pasuk Chamohi, Bloshan Amikor, Motzin Shem Zegwal Avaim, Shalbal Hu Isha. Okay, v'chein inenu noifel l'shoin choysen v'choysanois el al avayim shal ishtoi. Al v'rayov v'vir acham v'chamos kam al avayim ishtoi amam ha'oichel eitzel chamiv ha'oichel eitzel chamoisoi. Alright, I'm going to pass that over for now. Daber, okay, this we know about, okay, Lasar Shefar Ri'iya. Lemokaim Mir, I'm reading over here what it says over here, in this commentator. So he explains the translation of the word Lasar Shefar Ri'iya. Lemokaim Mire Yofe, good pasture. Kosav Radak. Midbar Yikara is a Mokaim She'ein Sham Yishuv Klal. No one lives there. Vayikra Gam Midbar Malkum Vikare. It's also called. Rabbi Leiz, is it a lot of noise? Do you hear a lot of noise? Background noise? It's okay. You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Vikare Gam Midbar Malkum Shubi Yishuv. Midbar is also a place that's in the Yishuv. Avol Einoy Avud. Avol Einoy Einoy Avud. Okay. V'yinichin Lemir Habehemais. Over Yirmi, okay. Over Yirmi, Yahu Kasa Shesh Mibar Shesh Al Makam Mira Kamar Shetik Mugulis. Okay, he doesn't really explain more than this. And then when Kaidah Rabbi Midbar Nivgum Mishal Shavu Mishal Makam Mira Dachsev Gam Shavu Al Yom Makam Mahu Luchor Perish Al Midbar Lim Midbar. Okay, first thing he says is very interesting. This is very interesting that we know that later on over here it says Haru Elokim. What's Haru Elokim? Choreva. This is where it's going to happen one day when there's going to be Matan Torah.
Yeah.
This is a very interesting thing over here. Gama, and by Matan Torah, what does it say by Matan Torah? It says Gama Tzoyim V'Habokor Al Yeru El Mul Hamokoy Mahu. By Matan Torah it says, by Matan Torah Hashem said to Moshe, make sure you get the animals out of the way. Gama Tzoyim V'Habokor, the tzoin and the bokar, al yiru, should not pasture, opposite mul hamokai mahu. Now, why? Why would the animals want to pasture over there? Hashem is giving the Torah, and Hashem has to say to Moshe, get the animals out of here. Do not let them pasture. It sounds like the animals wanted to pasture. Why? So this pasuk here in Parashat Shemos is the answer. Because it's an amazing, what it says over it. This is an amazing concept. Because in this pasuk it says, Moshe took the animals, achar hamidbar. What does it mean, achar hamidbar? Targum says, to a place where there is good pasture. And where is this place where there is good pasture? This turns out to be choyreif. This turns out to be Har Hu Elokim Choyreva. So you see that Har Hu Elokim Choyreva is a place of good pasture. Now we could understand later in Parshas Yisro, Hashem says to Moshe, don't let the animals pasture Mul Hohorahu. Because this is the best place to let the animals pasture. So that's a very that's an interesting thing over here that you put the connect the dots. You connect the dots, then that, fine, okay. It's also interesting is that when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah for Klal Yisrael, Moshe was really just returning to the original location. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem spoke to Moshe, was here in this location, and it's here exactly in this location where years later, Hashem gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe is familiar with this location. Okay, the next thing over here is over here that Shafar Riyad's good pasture. Lufi Adin, Hoya Osir, Lamosha Menel Havi Behemo Behemolahar, Machmash Hashnefila, Ella Shalamir, Shamein Vitoiv Mutter. He's asking a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, interesting, this is the Gemara. You're not allowed, if you're a shepherd, you're not allowed to take an animal to a mountain. Because the exertion that the animal has climbing the mountain can kill the animal. So if you're a shepherd, you're not allowed to take it to a mountain. You know, it's like if you rent a car. If you rent a car, when you sign the dotted line, so it says that you're not going to speed. A lot of things are not allowed. You know, I'm sure there are whole long things that you're not allowed to. If you rent a car, they don't want you to go and damage the car. And if the car gets, let's say the car, there's some type of accident.
Off the road. You cannot go off the road.
You can't go, what? What do you mean, when you're off the road?
On a road, a nice paved road.
There is. You're not allowed to go on a dirt road?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to drive.
I was reading. Yeah, once.
A rented car you can't take on a dirt road.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid.
You break down.
So let's say the car taka breaks and they get a report. Okay, they get a report that the car broke down on a dirt road. Then they'll charge you to the hilt. They'll sue you. If you go, even though today a lot of the cars say they have devices. I know someone that a device where they keep track of how fast you're going. And the insurance companies do this. My insurance company, the last time, they gave me a device to put into the car. I put it into the car, And they started charging me. They put up my premiums. They told me that I make short stops. I don't know what they're talking about. A bunch of baloney. Baloney. Real baloney garbage. They told me because I hardly drive altogether. I'm doing them a favor because I hardly drive altogether. And instead of, they get you on every little mishigas. So then the car that I have now doesn't have this device. They probably anyway charged it. They ripped me off anyway, even all the maximum, whatever. But today, you drive a rented car, they keep track how fast you went. And when you return the car, look on the computer and they say, oh, you were speeding. You were going 85. Oh, that's it. Penalty. You got to go pay another $100.
Pay more.
So the same thing with, that's really, it's nothing new. That's a halacha. The halacha is you're a shepherd and you have animals. You're not allowed to take the animals to a mountain because the exertion of having the animals climb the mountain can kill the animal, can damage the animal's face, its muscles, whatever it is. So you're not allowed to go do it. So the shaila is, how is Moshe allowed to take the sheep of his father-in-law Yisro to a mountain? They went to Har Chorev. The answer is, there's an exception. If the mountain that you're taking the animals to has good pasture, then even though the animal has to climb the mountain and it's hard for the animal, it's worth it. It's self-understood that it's worth it to go and have the animal exert itself to climb a mountain if it's going to have good lunch, good food over there. So that's how I explain it. So because Moshe took the animal, Vayavo El Har Hoelokim. How are you allowed to go do this? Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the Beferish of Gemara. You're not allowed to go take the animal to the mountain. The answer is, if the pasture on the animal is of high quality, then it's permitted. That's how he ended the Gemara.
In Europe, in the summer, the animals are driven sometimes even 24 hours up the hills into the pastures because up the hills.
It's worth it.
Worth it, yeah. And then they stay there all summer and in the autumn, they come down.
Very interesting.
Alpines in the Carpathians was there. The shepherds going up into the pastures there. Big. When you come up on the top is plateaus.
Various was mamish. Yeah, I hear it's like mamish in the Gemara. This pasuk. You take them all the way up, and that's where they have a good food, and then they come down. Excellent. Okay, so this is over here, that's the Chiddush. Then it says, Lamad Barok, Kasav Radak, the desert, the Radak over here says, Shamila Midbar Mukari Beloshim Datargum, Shnema Vashare, Vayenagim Kadim Vidaber, Vamidbar Humokam, Shaharoyen, Noik Shamiknak, and all these over here. Lamad Barok, the Radak says, Shamila Midbar Mukari Beloshim Datargum, Share Vayenai Kadim Vidaber. Ah, Vamidbar Humokam, Shaharoyen, Noik Shamiknak. Wow.
Yeah.
Very, very fascinating. Very, very fascinating what he says over here. He says over here the word Midbar, the desert. We traveled in the desert for 40 years, the Midbar. So what is the word Midbar? So he says the word Midbar really is rooted, it's an Aramaic word. The word Vayenaheg, Vayenaheg is Hebrew. What is the Aramaic translation of the word, the Aramaic of the word Vayenaheg? The Aramaic translation is daber, is to guide, dabar. Over here the pasuk says vayinhag es tzoin. So the translation of the Hebrew word vayinhag is vidabar. Vidabar means to lead. So that word dabar is the root of the word Midbar. Besides the mem, Midbar. We're just missing one letter, the Midbar. Why is the desert called Midbar? So he is saying here, because really the word Midbar is not a Hebrew word. Really the word Midbar in the Torah is an Aramaic word. And the reason why it's called Midbar is because that's the place where you lead, you are menaheg, the animals to pasture. Fascinating. Whoever thought of the word midbar, we're in the arboim shana kudba, midbar, you go, we're in the desert for 40 years, the word midbar is a Hebrew word. No, midbar is an Aramaic word. The Hebrew word is nahag, it's to lead, to guide, And this is the place where you lead and guide the animals for pasture. So we call this place a midbar. The translation of the word vayinahag, vayinahag. Unbelievable. That's what it says over here. Who would imagine? Who says this? The Radak says this. Kosav Radak, Shamila Midbar, Mikoiroi, Miloshana Targum, Vayinahag, Targumoi, Vidabar. The Hamidbar Hu Hamakon, the desert is the place, Sheharoye, the shepherd, Noyek Sham Hamikne, brings the sheep. Okay, next. The Iskili. Okay, I'm reading over here. Okay, you don't have this. I'm reading over here. Look for Hashem. Hashem will one day, Hashem will one day appear. He will reveal himself in this location. Look for Hashem. Hakavana Har Sinai. B'shas matan Torah v'chein perish Rashi shnuka har alakim al shem ha'asid v'al pi shem zmanim shemosh ha'yiroya ha'atsoin oy lo hiskalu lov Hashem v'yitzoch l'targim l'oshn osa yiskalei yeshav shem zmanim shekos v'atoy shekvar hiskalu lov Hashem. He's asking a question. According to Rashi, Rashi makes it very clear the reason why it's called har alakim is because in the future Rashi, in the previous Rashi says el har alakim al shem ha'asid. If that's the case, why didn't the Targum say, write it, al shem ha'asid? Why did the Targum say, the iskeli is in the past tense. It did not happen yet. All right, so this is where he gets into this whole thing, past, present. We're not going to go do all that stuff. When Moshe wrote the Torah, it already happened. Moshe of the Torah, so now he's referring backwards in time when he was a shepherd, and he tells you the whole story. He's telling you the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed him to me at the time of Matan Torah. When the Torah was written, according to this interpretation, it was written after everything already happened, and Moshe Hashem already gave the Torah. So therefore, when Moshe talks about Har Sinai, it's already... Already old news. This is where the modern Torah is going to take place. It's a little bit of a chiddush to say that. All right, fine. So that's all he says. We're done with this pasuk. Okay, that's the pasuk. So what were the chiddushim? The chiddushim of this pasuk are, it says, Moshe Yoreitzanav Ezechos Lebuchayin Midyan, Vayinhag, Yinag is Dabar. We learn, number one, the word Midbar is an Aramaic word, which means the place where you guard the animals. When it says, Achar HaMidbar, we have a machloikis, Rashi and Targum. Achar means a place where there's no gezel, or does it mean a place that's excellent for pasture? And that explains that's the machlokes, and that now explains what it means by Har Sinai, Kamatzoin v'habokor al yiru el mul hohorahu, because we learn over here that this location was excellent for pasture. Okay, the next thing we learned over here is Targum. He says the El Har Elokim Chareva. Har Elokim is, this is the place where Matan Torah will occur. When Hashem appeared to Moshe for the very first time, he appeared on Har Sinai. What we call Har Sinai at this time was called Chareva, and this was Har Elokim. And Rashi says Beferish Al Shem HaOsid. And Targum, for whatever, translates it on the past tense. And here we learn another halachic yisoid, that it was a mountain. And generally, you're not allowed to take your animals to a mountain. This is the exception because there's good pasture, so you can take the animals to the mountain. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Beis. Vayero. Vayero Malach Hashem Elo Bilabasesh. Malach Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in a flame. Mitoy chasene, from within a burning bush. Vayar, and he looked, v'hine hasne bo'er bo'esh, the sneh was burning, v'hasne enenu ukol. And by the way, this expression, v'hasne enenu ukol, I didn't know this, I got into trouble once about this. It's reform. Reform, I don't know if it's reform or conservative, I think it's reform. They focused on this expression. This became their motto.
Burning bush.
The burning bush. No, not the burning bush. The bush that's not burning. Hasne einenu ukol. This became like their, on their stationery. the reform. I don't know. You know who's the balabas and brings together all the Jews that are part of this movement, reform movement, which today is dead. But when they were in their prime, this became their thing. How do I know this? Because once I was, when I was a little kid, I was involved in getting a new mantle for a Sefer Torah. And the mantle that I liked the most in the catalog said Vahasne Eini Ukov. Go look around. You will not find one shul anywhere from shul. They have all these bizarre things. You're not going to find a shul that says Vahasne Eini Ukov. Because this is the motto of reform. I didn't know that. So I selected it. And we got it. And it's still in use today. And then when someone says to me, like, you idiot, you know what you did? You don't do this. This is reform.
Appropriated from the reform. The
only reason why I got away with it, and they still use it today, is because everyone else there in the shul doesn't know, like me, they don't know the difference. They're not fluent in, you know, but the people who, you know, are like the reform, modern, like very, very cutting edge, modern Orthodox / reform, they know. But everyone else doesn't know. You go to any yeshiva bacha today, guarantee you, now it's already probably 20, 30 years since that story, any yeshiva, you show them v'yasne. Does the words v'yasne in any ukal? What does it mean? Oh, it means this. No, they have no clue. No clue that this was their thing. Okay, that's the pasuk over here. So what is it over here? It's over here. Let's see what the time. That movie's pasuk. It says v'iskili malacha da Hashem lei. The malach Hashem appeared to Moshe. Bishal hoivis ishasa, in a flame of fire. Okay, so over here, Malach Hashem bilabaseish, he translates the word bilabas to mean a shalheves, a flame of ishasa's fire. Migoy asana, from the bush. Vachazo he saw, vaho asana boar bi ishasa, the bush was burning in fire. And Vasne, the Isana, Loisohi, was not misachil, was not consumed. Okay, it's very straightforward. Let me see over here if there's any, let's see, Rashi. Rashi over here says a lot of Rashi, Bilabas Eish. So Rashi says the same thing. Bishalheves Eish, a torch of fire, Liboy Shel Eish. So he ties to the word Shalheves to mean a heart of fire. So it means the lev. Bilabas, the root of the word bilabas is just the lev. Belave. The pasuk really should have said belave, esh, a heart of esh. Why does it say bilabas? So that's just a style of writing. That's just a poetic form of writing. Bilabas, the altisma latov sheyesh lanu kiyetsi bozema ma amulo livtecha. I don't know what that means. Okay, livtecha. I mean, why? I think why is your heart in a state of mourning? Livtecha means your heart. So there also there's a suf. There's a suf. It should be lev. Livtecha. What's the tough? Okay, so therefore, it's just a style of writing to supplement with a tough. Mitoch asne v'loy ilanacher. Why only a snare bush, not another tree? Mishum imoy anoichi b'tzara. Okay, so this is not something you see in the Targum. This is a comment. See, I remember one. Rashi's comments can be divided into two. You know, sometimes Rashi says pshat in the pasuk. And then sometimes Rashi goes off on a tangent and tells you, like, midrashim, they're not really related to the pshat and the pasuk. And he says, because imoy anochi b'tzar, why a snare? Why not another tree? Because a snare represents pain. Because a snare bush, it pricks. If you go near the snare, you get hurt. So therefore, Hashem wants to demonstrate, I also am in a state of pain when I see my people suffer. Ukal, what does Ukal means? Nechal. The nun is missing. Nechal means eaten. Kemo loy avad ba. Asher lokach, asher, I don't know what that pasuk is. Kemo loy ubad ba. Ubad ba, it's nevad ba. Asher lukach misham. What does that mean over there? Asher luka, asher. Nekach, nilkach, nilkach. Nevad. Those two words. Ovad, by the paraduma. It says, lo ubad ba. We're missing a nun. Asher loy nevad ba. It says, asher lokach misham, asher nilkach misham. The word lokach also should say there, nilkach nun. So what do we see? Sometimes we have words, and the words are missing the first letter, like a nun. And here as well, we're missing the first letter of the nun. The nun has a tendency to disappear, like an ashrei. Why can't we say like an ashrei? Soymech Hashem l'chol. There's no nun. There's no nun in ashrei. It's the only missing letter in ashrei. Why? So Chazal said because nun represents nefila. And therefore, we don't want to have any mention of falling in Ashrei, so we don't have a pasuk of a nun. But we have a remez, the next pasuk, Soymech Hashem l'chol hanoifer. It's interesting that over here we have three examples where the nun disappears. The word ukal, really it should be ne'echal. Ubad, it should be ubad means really ne'evad. And lukach, it should be nilkoch. Okay, fine. That's Rashi. What does it say? Let me see if I have over here any insight in the Targum. Targum Pasuk Beis says V'iskeli Gam Mikan Masik Ramban. Okay, Pasuk Beis V'iskeli Hashem revealed Himself. Okay, let me see if this is Ramban. Al Rambam Shapeiro Shunkulis Marukik Hagshama Me'akadosh Baruch Hu L'chein Vayero Elov Hashem Metargim V'iskeli Lefi Zekan Shemidum B'Malach Chayit Zorich. Okay, so here. All right, I don't know what this means over here. Let's go further. This next thing over here. Okay, in a flame. Bishal heves klosh nakosev shal hevesya shal hevesya im. Tier game, Lefi Amila, Das Unklis, Labas Eshkmo, Lahavas Esh. Himasha, the Gemara, Avali Tokas, Rash Lefi Hakavon, Labas Eshkmo, Russian Lave, Heart, Libo Shalesh. Okay, so it seems over here there's a Machloikis, Unklis, and Rashi. What is the word Labas? In Tier game, if it's going to go translate the word. Let's go back to Rashi. Over here on the bottom of the page, on Rashi, see, he's explaining of his marriage. If you not know better, you can say the word labas. It can be one of two things. Either the word labas, the tov, labas, the soft at the end, is part of the root of the word. It's part of the actual root of the word. And thus the word labas means a flame. Or you can say the word labas means lev. It means the center of the flame, not a flame. But it means the inner core of the flame, lave. So it would appear that, you know, you have two perushim. What exactly does it mean, labas esh? Does it mean the center of the flame? Or does labas mean the a flame? Is it lave? And the soft is just there as a, you know, to beautify the word. Or no, the soft is an integral part of the word. So Rashi, very strangely, puts the two together. Rashi says, first, Bishal Heves Eish. And then he says, Liboy Shalish. So wait, make up your mind. If it's the Shal Heves, then Labas, the soft is part of the root. If it's lave, then the suf is not part of the root. It means there's a there's a center part to the fire. And then Rashi goes on to say that the Sof is not part. It's so Rashi over here basically puts the two together. Bishalev esesh, liboy shalesh. Kamo lev hashemayim, belev ho'eilo. V'al tisma la tov, sheyesh lo nekoyetze bo ma umlo libstucho. Okay, but the Targum, what does the Targum say? The Targum says, v'isklim alach adashem le bishal hovis isho so. Okay, he says a flame. There's no mention of the center. Targum only gives you one interpretation, a flame. Rashi gives you two interpretations, but he mixes the two together without differentiating between the two. Okay, at face value, it would appear to me that this machloik is Rashi Unkelus, because Unkelus only says Bishal Chavis, which is a flame. And Rashi, by dwelling upon the lave and telling you the sub is extra, it would appear that Rashi holds the Iker as a lave and make a machloikis Rashi and Unkelus in this word lavas. Interesting, indeed. Very interesting. Everything I learned of Blaza is new to me. Never knew any of this.
In the art, it says. It refers to the psukim which we recount later on the events that is in the middle of the sky of the heavens. The same word is used.
Where do we use?
Dvorim.
By Matan Torah. By Matan Torah.
In
Dvar,
yeah.
In Dvar, by Matan Torah, use the same word.
Yeah, 4:11 says.
All right, very interesting. Now let's see the next one. Misachil ukol. The word ukol means vasne, enenu ukol. It was not consumed. What does the word ukol mean? Misachil nechal. Kamo v'atochal b'ksei machane. Targum v'shitz yas. Shasham hoisa hashchasa loy shenishrifu mamish. He doesn't really explain over here, but let's see. At the edge, fire. Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay, fine. Let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel.
The wind doesn't come up from the ground.
Vayoymer Moshe. Moshe said, Osur nov yereh, let me turn now and see es hamareh hagadol hazeh, this vision. Madua lo yivar hasne. Let me take a good look at this vision. Why is it that the sne is not burning? Madua lo yivar hasne. Okay, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, first pasuk gimel, asur no, asur mikayim lehiskarev sham. Let me move myself from my current location to go to a new location. So the focus, the main focus Rashi is putting on the word asur no means, let me leave where I am. Asura mikan, liskarishan. Every time you go somewhere, you're doing two things. You're distancing yourself from your current location, and you're coming close to a new location. You're doing two things. I'm leaving my current location, going to a new location. So the question always is, what is the ikar and what is the tafel? When you go on vacation, why are you going on vacation? Because you want to go see the Niagara Falls? Well, I just want to get out of the house. I just want to get out of the house. I don't care where I go. Just get me out of here. Every time you go somewhere, you're doing two things. You're leaving and you're going somewhere. What is the ikor? What is the tafel? So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is in this location. There's a fire going on. So you would think the only thing Moshe wants to do is, there's a very strange concept over here. I want to see there's a fire, the bush is not burning, I want to see. So you don't look at, let me leave my location to go to go somewhere else. There's something interesting. I go. And you don't care about leaving. Along comes Rashi. Rashi is something that they have to understand this. What it means? You see a fire burning. So you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to leave my location. That's the main thing. Happens to be, I'm going to look. I think there's a lot of musa. This is like a Friday vart. A vart for Friday is that when a person sees a tzara somewhere, that what you see is speaking to you. And it's telling you, you're not doing something right. You have to go and focus on where you're holding and realize if Hashem over here is speaking to you, there's a fire. Where is there a fire? In Eretz Yisrael. That means my location here in America, where I am right now, is not good. I'm doing something wrong. I have to remove myself from my current situation because there's a fire somewhere in the world. Now you want, there's also, let me go see what the fire is all about. But the emphasis over here is that where you are holding, there's a problem. Asur mikan liskadev l'sham. All right, I don't know if I'm making too much of a diak. What does it say over here in the Targum? Amar Moshe, es pinei kan, let me turn away. Same idea from over here. Verze yos, let me go look now. Yos chesvono rabo, let me behold this vision. Hodein, chesvono rabo hodein, modein lo, why? Modein, why? Mitoikad asana, why is the bush not burning? Okay, so over here pretty much seems to be word for word is not really coming to any words. Let me see over here in the parish if he makes a comment. Espinate eponet hagam lufi hakavone kadas shemulim lumerish loy posim lukaima elhof achponav ah the loy the loy karash the parish of sulikan. Wow, okay. Okay.
He says here, I will approach the bush from a different direction.
Okay, that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Okay, that's something a little different. So he seems to say over here, I don't know how you read this. That's what he says at the bottom. Moshe Espinay. Did Moshe actually take any footsteps? See, I gave you this whole drush. He says something very simple. According to the Targum, I don't know why it's true. But the word Espinay means I'm going to turn. Okay, he wants over here in the commentator to make a major machloikis between Rashi and the Targum. Did Moshe take one step? According to the Targum, Moshe did not take any steps. All Moshe did was he turned. He turned his face. He's facing in this direction and he turned. That's what it means. That means Asur means Ispane means to turn your body. Rashi says he didn't just turn his body.
He approached.
He left his current location. He took footsteps. Espinay, he took footsteps. Big difference. Machloikis Rashi and to see better. Machloikis Alibin Rashi and Unkelus. Unbelievable. Espinay. Okay, that says. Then he wants to see Madua lo yiva hasne. And what is over here? Madu is modein lo mitoikad fire mitoikad kavnaso hasne boyer. Hasne boyer. Perusha shoy mitoch esh boyer v'lechein tegim loshen akosov nunu diskei v'zeh lo is siluk unkelis tmias kol ha-mefarshim eicha ma-madul lo yivar ha-sneh ha-rei ro ha-sneh bo-er bo-esh v'yakosov tzoch lo ma-madul lo yoichal ha-sneh. Okay, I don't know what this is over here. All right, we'll leave it with this, okay? We learned over here a lot of good things tonight, a lot of new things I never knew. Okay. Blazer, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much.
It's good to be back. Baruch Hashem, the 1 week koilel is over. I didn't learn one word, yeah? But I'm back. Baruch Hashem. Yesterday was the last day. We had a Sudas Preda. I take the pictures. I do some recordings. I make believe I'm a big shot. I push people around. I learn b'chavrusa for an hour with someone there a little bit. Listen to the shiurim, but Baruch Hashem, it's over. I'm not yet totally finished. I have to do some paperwork, but it's pretty much over. Okay, now I have another project that's taking up all my time. It's going to take me a week to finish this one. All right, Baruch Hashem. Thank you for learning with me. Good night. Good night.